www.mindfulnessmastery.com to keep track of your improvements. In addition to measuring, it is important to recognize one's progress and to take time to touch the path taken and review what remains to be done. Furthermore, to keep motivation high, it is useful to stop and see the positive changes that can be registered. For example, if the goal is to lose weight, stopping to enjoy the pants that are loose or the belt hole less can give you renewed energy to continue towards your goal. 3. Reward yourself. Celebrating your results by giving yourself a gift, a new pair of shoes, trousers, or a massage, a sauna, or giving yourself a different day can be very important. To be rewarded means to love oneself and to reiterate that the search for physical well-being is above all of us. Moreover, the awards and celebrations help break the routine and remove the monotony, which is one of the main enemies of motivation. 4. Share your goals. Share your goals with friends and family. Talk to them or write to them on Facebook or Twitter. In this way, we will be careful, as well as not disappointing ourselves, not to disappoint our friends. Also, according to Aristotle, who said, "What is expressed remains imprinted," sharing our goals publicly allows us to give greater strength to our motivation. Finally, if money is an important source of motivation for you, I suggest you try Stick, www.stickk.com, which allows you to make a contract with yourself with a penalty in case of non-compliance. 5. Find a group or training partner. Training on your own can become boring, and the risk of running into bad days is certainly higher than training with other people, thus enjoying mutual support. 6. Always try to have fun. The lowering of motivation or the postponement of training time and day are a sign that we are bored. If the goal we set ourselves will make us rejoice, the secret to reach it as quickly as possible is to enjoy every single step of the way. The next time you find yourself accusing yourself of skipping training in the gym, stop and take the time to think about what could make your training session more fun, or what you could do as an alternative. Enjoying and rejoicing in the pursuit of physical well-being is of fundamental importance to keep our conviction high, so let us respect the programs we have made. 7. No to black and white. You only have half an hour and don't go running, because according to the program you should do an hour, or you blame yourself because instead of 3 series of abs, you have done 2. If this is the case for you, you are suffering from black and white vision. When we are focused on one goal, the risk is to adopt a vision of the type of all or nothing. The adoption of this attitude can represent an obstacle to maintaining our motivation at high levels. Clearly and objectively, the difference is there, but often it is not so great. Furthermore, we can choose to focus on the fact that even though we were tired or had very little time, we were nonetheless able to be part of the training rather than skip it in full or reproach ourselves. 8. Accept the days off. The unexpected exists. Accept it. No one is 100% motivated every day. When unforeseen events occur or you simply feel that it is not a day, there's nothing left but to dedicate some time to yourself. The risk is to take oneself too seriously and start processing and saying how bad and unsuitable we are. Stop these rumors in the bud and don't allow yourself to demolish your self-esteem. The faster you accept the off days, the faster they will pass and you can return to seek your physical well-being with the motivation of the first and with your self-esteem intact, if not increased. Personally, I believe that skipping a workout or breaking the diet and then resuming with regularity is a sign of great mental strength and motivation, in the face of the normal contingencies of life, especially. One of the keys to motivation is the serene acceptance of the difficulties. 9. Don't be afraid to change approach. On the way to our goal, it may happen that we feel the need to change our approach. It may be that you are following your program to the letter, but that it gives you neither satisfaction nor fun. In this case, do not be afraid to experiment. Changing approach to find a more stimulating and entertaining one does not mean to fail. On the contrary, in most cases, it means just the opposite. Some examples of new approaches are interspersing a sport with another, running with spinning, swimming with steps, changing gyms or laps, or simply days of the week or training methodology. 10. Keep in mind your initial goal. If you feel that your motivation is going down, try to recall the initial reasons for your goal. If your goal was to align with your values and was placed in the right way, you will see that you will easily be able to overlook the problems and difficulties of the moment and focus on the true goal. Conclusion. Now that I have illustrated these 10 ways to stay motivated, feel free to take the ones you like best and adapt them to your reality and your goal. The last piece of advice I give you is this. If what you are doing is not your thing and you feel it is your duty and none of the previous tricks have helped you, do not be afraid to change it. Looking for physical well-being through something we don't like is not heroic. It's stupid. Surely you can get more and better results by doing something you like best and that excites you. Brief history of the ketogenic diet from the 20s to today. The ketogenic diet, despite being a cutting-edge food protocol, has very ancient origins. In fact, the use of the ketogenic diet and its classic protocol in the treatment of some pathologies dates back to the 1920s, primarily for the treatment of infantile epilepsy, but exploiting theories dating back to the dawn of medicine. The ketogenic diet then made its official appearance in the treatment of obesity starting in the 1970s. In-depth studies on this diet started in the 1920s with the evaluation of the effects on childhood epilepsy. Dr. Russell Wilder and Dr. Peterman of the Mayo Clinic theorized the characteristics of the diet and published the first scientific data related to its experimentation in 1924. There were later pioneering studies by Professor Blackburn of the U.S. University of Harvard in the 1970s to initiate the spread and application throughout the world of the protocol of the protein-sparing modified fasting diet for the treatment of obesity. In the 1990s, the very low-calorie ketogenic diet protocol was adopted at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. In 1993, the prestigious Scientific Journal of American Doctors, JAMA, certified the recognition of the dietary protocol by the Ministry of Health. Millions of people have since been treated successfully, enough to convince some government officials to choose the ketogenic diet in metabolic disease prevention campaigns. In France and Finland, the protocols of the ketogenic diet have been included in government programs for the prevention and treatment of obesity. Several studies are currently underway on the possible applications of this diet in the case of neurodegenerative diseases such as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, for different types of tumors, and for post-traumatic brain damage. The ADI, Association of Dietitians and Clinical Nutrition, in 2014 proposed the ketogenic diet as a therapy for obesity, as well as for a series of other metabolic-based pathologies. After almost 100 years, we've continued to study the applications of the ketogenic diet in medicine, confirming its great validity in the treatment and prevention of various diseases, among which a prominent place is certainly occupied by obesity. Despite its ancient origins, to date, we can therefore consider it the diet of our days. Ketogenic diet and bariatric surgery. So the diet also helps surgery. Unfortunately, the phenomenon of obesity and its variant of great obesity is spreading in the world. Among the different treatments of this problem, which knows no differences in country, sex, or social status, surgery is becoming increasingly popular. The bariatric surgery is the medical branch specifically designed for the surgical treatment of large obesity. There are several surgical approaches, as an expert bariatric surgeon will soon explain to us in the section We Meet the Expert. But what we ask ourselves in this post is, can the ketogenic diet help this treatment? The answer is yes. Let's find out how. Often people who fail to lose weight on a diet go to the surgeon, opting for this drastic solution. But we must never forget the values and the delicacy of an intervention and all that it entails. At the inoperative level, in fact, there can often be difficulties related to the fat deposited in the subcutaneous part, especially near the liver. In the last period, more and more numerous studies have demonstrated the validity of a treatment with a ketogenic diet undertaken before the operation to be practiced. Following the VLCKD, even for a short period of 3 weeks, is very useful, as it results in a weight reduction of about 10%. This weight reduction, consisting mainly of a decrease in body fat, allows easier operative access and consequently also easier manual execution of the intervention. reducing the subcutaneous fat in the abdominal area, in particular in the vicinity of the liver, is very important for the success of the bariatric surgery, known to be very delicate. Many surgeons are inserting in their protocols the use of a ketogenic diet in the weeks prior to the operation. Not only before, but also after the surgery, the ketogenic dietary approach, to be repeated in cycles, can serve to maintain the benefits of surgery thanks to a further reduction in insulin resistance, as explained in a previous article in this blog, a metabolic condition almost always present in the large obese. The ketogenic diet thus becomes a very valuable ally of surgery, making complex operations succeed in the best way, without too many risks for the patient's health. We can therefore conclude that the ketogenic diet can be useful not only as a drug, but also as a tool preparatory for surgery. How to measure ketosis? At the beginning, it is recommended to measure the ketosis to get a good sense of what ketosis feels like. If you have been in ketosis for a few months, you will notice when you are in, even without measurement. For classical measurement, there are three methods: measurement of ketone bodies in urine, measurement of ketone bodies in the blood, measurement of ketone bodies in the air. The urine measurement is the cheapest, as the test strips available are not too expensive in the pharmacy. However, only those ketone bodies are detected in the urine, which has excreted the body. The better the body can utilize ketone bodies for energy, the less ketone bodies are excreted into the urine. With increasing ketoadaptation, the concentration in urine decreases. The measurement of blood concentration is more reliable and always gives an accurate picture of how high the ketone body concentration actually is. Therefore, I recommend a blood ketone meter that works like a blood glucose meter. These are a combination device for the blood sugar and blood ketone concentration, with special test strips for keto measurement. Advanced and those interested in long-term, regular measurement of ketosis can resort to a breath ketone meter, a device that measures the concentration of acetone in the breath, and thereby allows conclusions to be drawn about blood ketone body concentration. Due to the high cost, it is definitely a device for an advanced application. Tip: if you use keto sticks, you can halve the length of the test strips and take twice as many measurements for the same amount of money. How to organize a proper meal prep. How to organize the weekly menu for a better quality of life. Planning a weekly menu is a great habit to organize the life in the house, help you save time, don't waste money, eat better and healthier, taking into account the season of the products. Here are some suggestions for you and a weekly menu model. With all your work commitments, and not that during the week they reduce the time available, even a pleasant activity like cooking can become really stressful, especially when you don't eat without yourself and there is no need to cook a healthy way. Do you find yourself once or twice a week making you think about what to cook and don't know what to do? The weekly menu comes to your rescue, a practical method to plan meals for you, your family, save time, and above all, to follow a more balanced and nutritious diet. The advantages of the weekly menu. Planning the menu of the week offers you many advantages. Maybe you will initially find it difficult to get used to, but 3 to 4 weeks and you will be able to reap the benefits in terms of health, time, and money saved. Try to think about it like this. 1. Less stress. Just uncertainties about pasta or rice, canned tuna, chicken breast, salad, or zucchini. Menu programming will contribute to improving the quality of home life management because you will already know what to cook when you get home and you won't have to waste time thinking and improvising. 2. Spending optimization. Planning the weekly menu, you will be able to shop smart, not give in to purchases made in a hurry, and find the fridge full of useless products. 3. Reduce food waste. By making a forecast of what and for whom to cook, you will prepare only the necessary quantities, avoiding waste. And if something progresses, you can always retrieve it, and our ebook of poor but good recipes comes to your aid to find out how to make the most of leftovers and kitchen scraps. 4. Varied feeding. You'll be able to prepare with satisfaction menus able to guarantee a more varied diet, taking into account also the seasonal produce. 5. A tidier kitchen. You won't have canned food out of place. Your fridge and pantry will be organized with all the ingredients necessary to satisfy your tastes and that of the family. The four questions to organize the weekly menu. To organize yourself in the best way and to be able to draw up your weekly menu, you need to ask yourself the right questions. Answer these and you'll be halfway there. Who do I cook for? It's a fundamental question because, based on the answer, you can already discard or consider some ideas. You have to analyze the pleasures and needs of your family, especially from the food point of view. Intolerances, limitations, medical prescriptions, personal tastes, which will affect the choice of foods, seasonings, and therefore in your purchases. For how many dinners do I have to cook? Also consider this parameter. It is you who will go shopping, and one of the goals of weekly menu planning is also to optimize the cost for supermarket purchases. For example, if you know that a family member for 2 nights will not be present, take it into account when deciding on the quantities of food to buy at the supermarket. Have you considered any planned commitments during the week? If you make estimates that during the week you will have commitments that delay your return for dinner, you should also take into account the quick dishes to prepare. Did you check the fridge in the pantry? For an effective weekly menu programming, take a look at what you already have at home, and in particular, check the relative deadlines to avoid wasting food. Consuming the products closest to the expiration date will prevent you from spending money on things you can do without immediately. How to proceed to organize the weekly menu. Prepare the weekly menu layout. The first thing to do is get yourself a scheme to fill out weekly that you can compose on the computer, using the grid of a normal spreadsheet, or prepare it manually in an orderly manner on a sheet. On the one hand, you can organize the days of the week in a sequential way, which you can further divide into different sections of the meals of the day. And on the other side of the sheet, you organize the space in more sections where you can write down the answers to the previous questions, in such a way to have the needs of the guests at hand, any notes, and the shopping list. We have created for you a PDF template for planning the menu that you can download and print at our website. Fresh and seasonal foods. Entering seasonal ingredients and fresh food is definitely a trump card for a balanced nutrition. If cooked with passion and creativity, they will become irresistible for the success of your menu. Write the last of your dishes you want to prepare for the week, but take into account the needs of your household and, above all, the time you have available for preparation. Obviously, there are foods that are prepared faster and others that take a little longer. Don't worry if you can't satisfy everyone. One day you will make a person happier, the next he will be happier than another. For this reason, you must try to vary as much as possible, and do not forget to give space to the imagination and seasonality of the products. Prepare the shopping list according to the menu you've drawn. Be careful not to forget long-life products, pasta, rice, flour, tomato sauce, etc., that are integrated with fresh ingredients, which are the basis of a good balanced nutrition and lots of recipes. Always keep them in the pantry. 3 tricks to be able to facilitate the success of your weekly menu. Hang the weekly menu in the fridge or on the blackboard in the kitchen. Show your ideas in advance and make the family of your proposals participate. If someone has something to object to, he will be able to point this out in due time, avoiding runs and last-minute changes. Prepare dishes in advance. Taking advantage is beneficial. There are foods that you can easily prepare the day before and then store them in the refrigerator, such as vegetables or legumes. Write what you think if you get ideas or see some recipes that you find interesting, and get into the habit of writing it because it will always be useful. Maybe not in the imminent, but for a new weekly plan. How long can a ketogenic diet be used? According to the most recent guidelines, the ketogenic diet should be followed for a minimum of 3 months. The cycle can also be repeated at a later date should the need arise. However, even during the treatment, it is recommended to alternate periods of ketogenesis with days of restoration of glycogen stores. It can be stopped immediately in case of emergency, but only under strict medical supervision, while normally the suspension procedure takes place gradually in order to reintroduce a normal diet without stressing the body. What to eat and what to avoid. The foods to be preferred for a correct ketogenic diet are those with high protein content, such as eggs, red meat and poultry, steak and game, cold cuts, salmon, and cheese. Rye bread, pistachios, walnuts, and almonds are also good, rich in healthy fats, while for seasoning you should only use extra virgin olive oil, better if raw. Go ahead only to fruit with low carbohydrate content such as strawberries, melon, and watermelon. Instead, almost all carbohydrates are banned, including pasta, bread, rice, sugary drinks, pizza, ice cream, and most of the fruits and vegetables with a high glycemic index. Low-carbohydrate vegetables such as asparagus, mushrooms, broccoli, celery, strawberries, melons, and avocados are preferred. Furthermore, you should not exceed the limit amount of 50 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per day. It takes on average 2 to 4 weeks to enter nutritional ketosis. Ketogenic diet, weekly example. The following menu has the simple purpose of describing the typical diet that stimulates ketosis. The doses vary a lot based on sex, age, and other factors that must inevitably be decided by your doctor. So here is a general example of a weekly menu. Do not follow it yourself and consider it as a simple description for illustrative purposes. Breakfast. Coffee or tea with 1 cup of skim milk or low-fat yogurt with 1.5 spoons of oat bran. Those who prefer a savory breakfast can opt instead for 200 grams of low-fat cheese, sliced meats, or 3 eggs in omelet with a little oil. Snacks. Low-fat yogurt, low-fat cheese, or 2 to 3 slices of turkey breast, 1 cup of herbal tea, coffee, or 1 low-fat white yogurt plus dried fruit to taste. Lunch. 150 grams of grilled meat, or 200 grams of fish with broccoli or steamed green beans, alternatively, 2 eggs. You can try out many different recipes such as, for example, turkey roulade rolls with spreadable cheese, savory egg and oat bran crepes, baked fish, and even desserts made with lean cacao, milk, and low-fat yogurt. Dinner. 150 grams of protein food to be chosen from meat, cold cuts, fish, shrimp, or a mix. You can always even give yourself a sweet treat, as long as it is sugar-free. At the end of a ketogenic diet, a maintenance regimen is started where carbohydrates and sugars are reinstated step by step. Premise. The following indications are for information purposes, exclusively, and are not intended to replace the opinion of professional figures such as a doctor, nutritionist, or dietitian, whose intervention is necessary for the prescription and composition of customized food therapies, example, ketogenic diet. Warning, with this book, I will search for an example of a diet based on the discharge of food carbohydrates and the parallel increase of ketone bodies in the blood. It is essential to remember that I refer exclusively to one ketogenic diet in a generic sense, and not to the ketogenic diet, a more or less specific method that can be claimed by some professionals. This little clarification is intended to safeguard the author of the article and my personal trainer.it from any revenge on the intellectual property of the ketogenic diet or from any conceptual methodological disputes. The ketogenic diet is a non-balanced diet that needs a constant monitoring by the specialist doctor through the analysis of ketone bodies. For example, by testing urinary pH. The ketogenic diet can be used for the treatment of 2 totally different clinical conditions, overweight and replacement diseases without complications, kidney and liver must be perfectly healthy, drug-resistant epilepsy, especially in children, see article Epilepsy Diet. Below is an example of the ketogenic slimming diet and not a ketogenic diet to reduce the symptoms of epilepsy. Now then, the ketogenic diet is based essentially on 3 concepts. Reduction of simple and complex carbohydrates, food containing carbohydrates must be totally eliminated, even if this is practically impossible. The portions of the vegetables are kept, which contain fructose, causing the percentage collapse of the complex carbohydrates in favor of the simple ones, which, however, we remember to be quantitatively very low. These nutrients are the body's primary fuel, and reducing them to the minimum forces the body to dispose of excess fat reserves. Furthermore, carbohydrates are nutrients that significantly stimulate insulin, anabolic and fattening hormone, which is why their moderation should also have an important metabolic significance. quantitative increases in percentage, therefore absolute, of fats and only percentage of proteins, keeping the caloric intake constant. After eliminating carbohydrates, the portions of proteins food should be kept constant, increasing in parallel only the quantities of higher content foods of fats, oily, fleshy fruits, etc. In theory, doing so compensates for the caloric restriction and glucose deficit due to the greater amounts of lipids. In practice, for obvious reasons of appetite, indeed of hunger, it is also necessary to increase the portions and the frequency of consumption of protein foods. Some justify this correction by stating that more protein is useful in preventing the lean mass. It should, however, be specified that many amino acids are glucogenic. They are converted to glucose by neoglucogenesis and have a metabolic action similar to food carbohydrates, partially negating the effects of lipolytic enzymes and on the production of ketone bodies. See below. Moreover, in clinical practice, with a calculator in hand, the menu of the ketogenic diet is never normal caloric and always provides less energy than necessary. It might as well be worth trying a balanced, well-structured diet before attempting a jumble of this kind. Production of ketone bodies. The hepatic neoglucogenesis necessary to synthesize glucose, starting from certain amino acids and from glycerol, is not fast enough to cover the daily glucose requirement. At the same time, fat oxidation, closely related and dependent on glycolysis, jams and causes the accumulation of intermediate molecules, in my opinion, waste, called ketone bodies. These ketones, which are physiological concentrations, are easily disposed of, reaching levels in the ketogenic diet that are toxic to the tissue. Toxic does not necessarily mean poisonous, but that causes intoxication. This effect is clearly distinguishable with the reduction in appetite, i.e. the anorectic effect on the brain, although, like the heart, even the nervous tissue is partially capable of using ketone bodies for energy purposes. The healthy organism is capable of functioning even with high blood quantities of ketone bodies, the excess of which is eliminated. We do not know how much fatigue from renal filtration. Obviously, people suffering from certain pathologies, defects of insulin secretion, type 1 diabetes, kidney failure, also triggered by advanced type 2 diabetes, liver failure, etc., have a very high risk of evolving into metabolic ketoacidosis, risking the coma or even death. Note, it is curious to see how many of the symptoms and clinical signs mentioned above are common to marasmus, generalized malnutrition. The ketogenic diet cannot and should not be practiced for a long time, and if one decides to undertake it, it should be remembered that it is necessary to alternate periods of ketogenesis with days of restoration of glycogen stores. The organism, especially the nervous tissue, needs about 180 grams per day of carbohydrates to work effectively and efficiently, although 50 to 100 grams should prevent ketoacidosis. Calolet, 1971. But this also means that following the ketogenic diet means you will never enjoy an optimal psychophysical form. Moreover, many professionals who advise taking the ketogenic diet suggest not to interrupt it because the ketosis itself, which occurs after a few days from the beginning, is fundamental to the proper functioning of the system. The ketogenic diet does not concern itself with the relationship between complex carbohydrates and simple sugars, since carbohydrates are so scarce that their metabolic impact takes on an almost marginal value. The ketogenic diet is not applicable to sportsmen and endurance athletes. Useful supplements. The supplements useful in the case of a ketogenic diet are those that guarantee the coverage of hydrosaline and vitamin needs. Many readers will think that to reach some vitamin and salt levels in ketogenic, it is sufficient to increase the intake of vegetables. But unfortunately, it is not so simple. The vegetables are rich in both mineral salts and vitamins, as well as fiber and chelating anti-nutritional molecules. Therefore, excessively increasing the vegetable consequently increases the risk of malabsorption or partial absorption of nutrients, iron, calcium, vitamins, etc. Moreover, according to the principle of the ketogenic diet, it is essential to reduce the intake of carbohydrates to a minimum, however present, although to a varying extent in all vegetables. The dosage of hydrosaline and vitamin supplements cannot be accurately illustrated or suggested, since, given the heterogeneity of the products on the market, it would be an approximate and misleading indication. I therefore suggest to consult the label and to make a daily massimo quantity of supplements based on mineral salts and/or vitamins equal to 50 to 80% of the total requirement. Personal opinion. It is also advisable to consult your doctor or pharmacist. Furthermore, it is desirable to give preference to supplements containing minerals with an alkalizing action, such as citrates, potassium citrate, magnesium citrate, sodium citrate, or bicarbonates, sodium bicarbonate, potassium bicarbonate, etc. Note, the ketogenic diet does not respect the principles of nutritional balance of the classical method. By definition, it is an unbalanced food style since it is low in sugar, high in fat, and moderately high in protein in the context of the Mediterranean diet. It requires, regardless of the needs calculation, maintaining a lot of intake in glucides not exceeding 50 to 100 grams a day, even if, according to what some experts write, the lower the intake of carbohydrates, the greater the ketosis and the effectiveness of the system. The ketogenic diet also suggests providing a portion of unsaturated lipids greater than that of saturates. The protein intake can reach values decidedly out of the ordinary, up to and over 3 grams per kilogram of physiological weight, sometimes even reducing the quantity of the very precious total lipids. Example. Note, this example of a ketogenic diet represents a compromise between different currents of thought. It is therefore tendentially unfair if evaluated in the context of pure ketogenic diets, both with regards to the daily intake of carbohydrates and as regards to the choice of inserting 1 or 2 days of carbohydrate recharge per week. However, this type of ketogenic diet can also be used by people who choose not to give up motor activity, provided they are the moderate volume and intensity. Obviously, it needs to be personalized. Subject: middle-aged woman. She works as a secretary and does not practice motor activity, is overweight, suffers from impaired blood glucose and hypertriglyceridemia. Example of the ketogenic diet, day 1. Breakfast, 20% kcal TOT. Whole cow's milk, 200 milliliters, 120 kcals. Sandwich with lean turkey meat, 140 grams, about 130 to 140 kcals. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Walnuts, 10 grams, 61 kcals. Lunch, 35% kcal TOT. Steamed cod. Fillets of frozen cod, 250 grams each, 205 kcal. Steamed zucchini, 300 grams, 48 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 of an apple, 100 grams, 52 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT, Parmesan, 100 grams, 78.4 kcal. Dinner, 35% kcal TOT, grilled chicken breast of 200 grams, 220 kcal. Lettuce, 100 grams, 18 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 apple, 100 grams, 52 kcal. Example of the ketogenic diet, day 2. Breakfast, 20% kcal TOT. White whole milk yogurt, 200 grams, 122 kcal. Bun with deflated cooked ham, 140 grams, about 130 to 140 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Almonds, 10 grams, 57.5 kcal. Lunch, 35% kcal TOT. Octopus salad. Octopus, 250 grams, 205 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 a pear, 100 grams, 58 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Parmesan, 100 grams, 78.4 kcal. Dinner, 35% kcal TOT. Grilled turkey breast, 200 grams, 222 kcal. Red radish, 100 gram, 23 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 a pear, 100 grams, 58 kcal. Example of ketogenic diet, day 3. Breakfast, 20% kcal TOT. Whole cow's milk, 200 milliliters, 120 kcal. Bun with sweet ham, degreased, 140 grams, about 130 to 140 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Hazelnuts, 10 grams, 62.8 kcal. Lunch, 35% kcal TOT. Flakes of low-fat milk. Low-fat flakes, 2% fat, 250 grams, 215 kcal. Salad tomatoes, 200 grams, 32 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 an orange, 100 grams, 61 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Parmesan, 100 grams, 78.4 kcal. Dinner, 35% kcal TOT. Hard-boiled eggs. Chicken eggs, whole, 100 gram, 143 kcal. Artichokes, 200 grams, 94 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 an orange, 100 grams, 52 kcal. Example of ketogenic diet, day 4, recharge. Breakfast, 20% kcal TOT. Orange juice, 250 milliliters, 112.5 kcals. Muesli with dried fruit and dried fruit 40 grams, 136 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Rusk, 10 grams, 42.6 kcal. Honey, 5 grams, 15.2 kcal. Lunch, 35% kcal TOT. Pasta with tomato sauce. Semolina pasta, 80 grams, 284.8 kcal. Tomato sauce, 100 grams, 24 kcal. Parmesan, 10 grams, 39.2 kcal. Lettuce, 100 grams, 18 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, total 10 grams, 90 kcal. Wheat bread, 25 grams, 66.5 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Clementine, 150 grams, 70.5 kcal. Dinner, 35% kcal TOT. Stewed beans, 200 grams, 234 kcal. Fennel, 200 grams, 62 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 10 grams, 90 kcal. Clementine, 150 gram, 70.5 kcal. Example of ketogenic diet, day 5. Breakfast, 20% kcal TOT. White whole milk yogurt, 200 grams, 122 kcal. Bun with defatted cooked ham, 140 grams, about 130 to 140 kcal. Snack, 5% decal TOT. Almonds, 10 grams, 57.5 kcal. Lunch, 35% kcal TOT. Marinated anchovies, 200 grams, 192 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 a pear, 100 grams, 58 kcal. Snack, 5% kcal TOT. Parmesan, 100 grams, 78.4 kcal. Dinner, 35% kcal TOT. Grilled loin veal, 200 grams, 232 kcal. Red radicchio, 100 grams, 23 kcal. Extra virgin olive oil, 20 grams total, 180 kcal. 1/2 a pear, 100 grams, 58 kcal. The two phases of the diet. The ketogenic diet is divided into two distinct phases. The first defined discharge phase is that in which carbohydrates are eliminated, and the second is the recovery phase, because even in small quantities, carbohydrates are replenished. Obviously, before starting any type of diet, it is advisable to consult your doctor or nutritionist to understand what our body needs on a daily basis. Menu for a week. But let's see together an example of a protein menu to understand what the ketogenic diet involves. Monday. Breakfast. Yogurt. 40 to 50 grams of dried fruit and a protein source, like 50 grams of raw ham. Mid-morning. 50 grams of nuts, such as walnuts. Lunch. White fish, like cod, accompanied by steamed vegetables and a fruit. Snack. 50 grams of dried fruit. Dinner, chicken meat served with a mix of broadleaf vegetables to be seasoned with oil or butter. Tuesday, breakfast, semi-skimmed milk plus a small sandwich, preferably with cereals, and ham. Mid-morning, 50 grams of almonds. Lunch, lean fish, like octopus, with vegetables of your choice and an apple. Snack, a low-fat plain yogurt. Dinner, veal and salad, plus a fruit. Wednesday, breakfast, cereal sandwich with brisola and low-fat cheese. Mid-morning, 50 grams of hazelnuts. Lunch, grilled hamburger with salad and a fruit of your choice. Snack, a piece of Parmesan. Dinner, two boiled eggs with grilled aubergines plus a pear. Thursday, breakfast, orange juice or fruit juice plus whole grains. Mid-morning, rusks with honey. Lunch, low-fat cheese with tomato salad. Snack, a fruit of your choice. Dinner, legume soup. Friday, breakfast, low-fat milk and a ham sandwich. Mid-morning, 50 grams of almonds. Lunch, white fish accompanied by a mix of vegetables and an apple. Snack, a piece of Parmesan. Dinner, veal with salad plus a fruit. Saturday, breakfast, low-fat yogurt and four rusks. Mid-morning, a fruit of your choice. Lunch, salmon and vegetables of your choice. Snack, a fruit of your choice. Dinner, turkey meat, salad, and an orange. Sunday, breakfast, whole grains and fruit juice. Mid-morning, plain white yogurt. Lunch, rice with vegetables of your choice and an apple. Snack, a piece of Parmesan. Dinner, grilled turkey meat plus vegetables of your choice and a pear. Remember that trying out a new diet can be a challenge, especially at the beginning. What can I eat to get into the ketosis? How do I prepare my meals? And how does it work in the restaurant? Do not worry. This initial frustration can easily be overcome. The more clever we are and the more we know, the easier it is to move to a ketogenic diet, and the sooner you feel the first symptoms and signs of ketosis. Foods for ketogenic nutrition. You can eat these foods in ketosis. The ketogenic diet limits carbohydrate intake, depending on age, gender, and weight, to about 20 to 50 grams per day. This may be intimidating at first glance, but you become familiar with ketogenic-friendly foods. It will automatically work a lot better. We have put together an ultimate list that you can use again and again. These 15 healthy foods are gold pieces in your ketogenic diet. Healthy, delicious, and still few carbohydrates. Perfect. 1. Meat and poultry. Meat and poultry should be your go-to staples of a ketogenic diet. Fresh meat and poultry contain no carbohydrates, but a lot of vitamin B and important minerals such as potassium, selenium, and zinc. In addition, meat and poultry provide an excellent source of high-quality protein. Not only does protein keep you fed up on a low-carbohydrate diet, it also helps maintain your existing muscle mass, especially when losing weight. Ideally, you are only trying to eat meat from animals that feed on fresh grass, because their meat contains a lot of healthy omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and conjugated linoleic acid. These in turn help to reduce body fat and body weight, and sometimes have an anti-inflammatory effect. 2. Avocados. Avocados are perfect for ketosis. Avocados contain one of the healthiest fats because they have plenty of unsaturated fatty acids. These can be used as long-term sources of energy and make you satisfied for a long time thanks to their high fiber content. Due to the high fiber content, the regular consumption of avocados also helps regulate your digestive system. The power fruit is a true miracle cure and also helps to replenish the body's electrolyte reservoir. This is especially important for athletes whose loss of lots of electrolytes after a sports session due to the constant sweating. 150 grams of the fruit contains 975 milligrams of potassium, a mineral that regulates the fluid balance of the body. This is very important if you are taking a ketogenic diet, as it will only give you a few carbohydrates. In a low-carb diet, the body stores less water and electrolytes, which can lead to dehydration, dizziness, circulatory weaknesses, and other symptoms of the keto flu. 3. Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds usually all contain a lot of healthy fatty acids. Each nut and every seed, of course, brings different nutrients with it. For example, a handful of almonds will already cover 10% of your daily calcium needs, while the same amount of pumpkin seeds will account for more than a quarter of your daily zinc needs. 4. Dark chocolate and cocoa powder. Good news for chocolate lovers. Chocolate may also be part of a ketogenic diet, but it is important that only dark chocolate with a cacao content of at least 70% is selected. For example, 28 grams of chocolate with 100% cacao has only 3 grams of carbs. The same amount of chocolate with 70 to 85% cacao content contains up to 10 grams of carbohydrates. 5. Fish. Fish and seafood are further fixed points of a ketogenic diet. Lots of fat, few carbohydrates, and a high content of vitamin B, potassium, and selenium. Fish species, such as salmon, are therefore optimal for the ketogenic diet. You have to be careful with seafood because the different kinds have different carbohydrate content. Shrimp and other crab animals contain almost no carbohydrates, whereas mussels might contain more. Seafood is definitely good for the ketogenic diet, but you should choose it carefully to keep your carbohydrate intake low. Here is an overview of the carbohydrate content of one serving, 100 grams, of popular seafood. Clams, 5 grams. Oysters, 4 grams. Mussels, 7 grams. Squid, 4 grams. Octopus, 3 grams. Ideally, try to eat at least 2 servings of seafood per week. 6. Eggs. Eggs are easy to eat in ketosis. Eggs are cheap, easy to prepare, and can be cooked in many different ways. Not only are eggs delicious, but they also provide plenty of important nutrients such as choline to you. The yolk provides an ideal source of choline, a substance that has cell-protecting functions. Choline also plays a major role in strengthening the brain, memory, metabolism, and mood, according to the National Institute of Health, NIH. Eggs are also one of the few foods that have a high content of vitamin D, and thus significantly support eye and bone functions, as well as keeping cholesterol levels low. 7. Cheeses. There are hundreds of different cheeses, and thankfully, all of them have low carbohydrates and lots of fat, making them perfect companions in ketosis. For example, one serving of cheddar cheese, about 28 grams, contains only 1 gram of carbohydrate, 7 grams of fat, and 20% of the recommended daily calcium requirement. Although cheese has a slightly higher content of saturated fat, studies show that this does not pose an increased risk of heart disease. Some studies even show that regular consumption of cheese even protects against heart disease. Cheese also contains conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, a fat that promotes fat loss and favors a well-defined body. 8. Low-carb vegetables and fruits. Vegetables and fruits are indispensable in the ketogenic diet. A ketogenic diet, one should choose the vegetables carefully, as many have a surprisingly high carbohydrate content. There is not a perfect golden rule. However, if you choose the vegetables with care, then you can include most varieties in your diet plan without any problems. Vegetables with high carbohydrate content include onions, parsnips, garlic, mushrooms, and pumpkin. Members of the nightshade family, including tomatoes, eggplants, and peppers. Citrus fruits, including limes, lime and orange juice, or peel in the water. Try to avoid starchy vegetables and fruits such as potatoes or bananas completely. In general, everything that grows under the ground has more carbohydrates and should be limited in the ketogenic diet. 9. Olive oil. Olive oil contains fat that is rich in monounsaturated fatty acids and oleic acid. These protect against coronary heart disease, as many studies have found. Virgin olive oil also contains lots of antioxidants, known as phenols. These substances have a positive effect on the protection of the cardiovascular system, as they also inhibit inflammation in the body and improve arterial function. Since olive oil is a pure source of fat, it also contains no carbohydrates. This makes olive oil the perfect base for salad dressings or healthy mayonnaise. Because olive oil, as unsaturated fatty acid, is not as stable as saturated fats at high temperatures, it is best used for low-flame dishes. 10. Butter and cream. Butter is ideal for the ketogenic diet. Butter and cream contain healthy fatty acids, which may therefore be part of a ketogenic diet. Both contain only a minimal carbohydrate content. Conclusion. Ketogenic diet. Results, opinion, and contradictions of the keto diet. The keto diet is popular on social media, but do we really know everything about this fast diet to lose weight? The ketogenic diet, also known as the keto diet, is once again popular on social media. Instagram has millions of posts with ketogenic diet tags. Pinterest is full of ideas about meals to be consumed in the keto food regimen. And not only that, even the books on ketogenic diet are among the top sellers on Amazon. Ketogenic diet for weight loss? Keto diet was born to manage diabetes and other diseases. The real ketogenic diet was initially not even designed to help people lose weight. In fact, in the 19th century, the keto diet was used to manage diabetes. And since 1920, doctors prescribed the ketogenic diet to children suffering from drug-resistant epilepsy because they had discovered that forced fasting helped reduce epileptic seizures. Recent studies have shown that a ketogenic diet can also help fight other neurological disorders, including ALS, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and even depression. How ketogenic diet works. An example of how keto diet works. First of all, the keto diet mimics the metabolic effects of fasting by forcing the body to use fat instead of carbohydrates as a primary source of energy. This process, tricking the body to burn fat so it can produce energy by turning it into ketones, is called ketogenesis. When your body has ketones in the bloodstream, then you are in a condition of ketosis. This means that your body's energy comes from those ketone bodies present in the blood rather than blood sugar. Ketogenic diet opinions, expert advice on keto diet in comparison with Atkins diet. You might easily think that burning fat is a great way to lose weight, but doing it this way, experts assure, can be problematic. Robert Atkins, MD, used a variation of the ketogenic diet to manage his weight and later turned it into the Atkins diet. His book, The Atkins Diet Revolution, first published in 1972, helped to launch the low-carb diet craze. The Atkins diet is a modified version of the keto diet and promotes a high-protein diet that focuses on carbohydrates. The first stages allow you to take only a small portion of carbohydrates, ranging from 20 to 25 grams a day, and, each step after, gradually increases the amount of carbohydrates to a maximum of no more than 100 grams per day. The Atkins diet approach, according to experts, is controversial because some use this diet to eat more fatty foods like bacon and cheese instead of vegetables, fruits and beans, foods that instead provide valuable vitamins, fiber, and nutrients to our body. Does ketogenic diet hurt? Contradictions and results of the ketogenic food scheme. Does the ketogenic diet hurt, or can it be risky for your health? First and foremost, nutritionists assure that the ketogenic diet focuses on fat burning rather than carbohydrates and weight loss. In general, carbohydrates are the body's main source of fuel. In the case of a keto diet, fat becomes the main source of fuel, but it is necessary to reduce the consumption of carbohydrates to 20 grams per day, and this can be difficult for many people. Drastically reducing carbohydrate intake also means that foods such as pasta, bread, rice, and even some fruits and vegetables like beans, peas, corn, potatoes, and onions must be eliminated from the diet. Some of these foods are also high in fiber, so eliminating them from the diet could cause constipation. Ketogenic diet risks, consequences, and dangers after a ketogenic diet. Because the brain prefers carbohydrates to produce energy, a ketogenic diet could make you irritable and moody, causing headaches or make you feel confused. Another danger associated with a keto diet is to have too many ketone bodies in the blood, and this can happen after following a ketogenic diet too long, or if your body does not produce enough insulin to limit ketones. Excess ketones in the blood causes ketoacidosis, a substance that is toxic to the body. And of course, another danger is that this diet can be rich in saturated fats. In fact, diets rich in saturated fats predispose to the onset of heart disease. 21-day ketogenic diet. How to deal well with a program of this diet. Experts recommend that everyone on a ketogenic diet be guided by a doctor. The rapid weight loss that this diet entails requires the supervision of an expert, especially if you are taking medication. For example, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, or are losing weight fast, you may need another type of medication. Furthermore, the ketogenic diet cannot be followed for a long time, and after 21 days, another diet plan must be found. According to the experts, it would be more correct to make changes to physical activity to maintain them through the life, and thus counteract the yo-yo effect linked to weight loss. We have already talked about the ketogenic diet, a diet that allows you to lose weight by increasing the dose of proteins and excluding almost all carbohydrates instead. A high-protein diet, therefore, has become all the rage due to the remarkable results it achieves in a short time. But this is different from the ketogenic diet. Notwithstanding that it remains a nutritionally unbalanced diet, it is possible, however, to make it a little healthier by selecting the type of protein to be introduced into the daily menu. In magazines, online, and on social media, you will have noticed images that concern the ketogenic diet. We can see, for example, photos of people who, following this diet, quietly eat smoked bacon and sausages. This certainly cannot be a diet that does well. Maybe you will also lose weight by eliminating carbohydrates, but at what price for our health? There is a better ketogenic diet as it uses lean proteins and good fats, even if it always remains low carb and therefore fundamentally unbalanced. Those who decide to follow a ketogenic diet should do it in the best way, avoiding to give in to the temptation to buy low quality and very fat proteins at the supermarket, or worse, to eat fast food. Eating healthy with a ketogenic diet is possible if you choose to take proteins of biological origin, free of hormones, non-GMOs, combined with a good dose of fiber, in the form of vegetables and some types of fruit, as well as healthy sources of fat. Here are some useful tips for those who want to better follow the ketogenic diet. Eat healthy food. The first step to eating healthy is to stay away from processed foods in which they are strange ingredients and foods enclosed in plastic containers or cans. Eating well means preferring whole and organic food. Pancetta is not one of these. It contains antibiotics and nitrates that can trigger inflammation. Eat lots of high-fiber vegetables. Fresh vegetables contain countless substances that the body needs for its vital functions. These include fibers, vitamins, minerals, and a number of phytonutrients that regulate the metabolism. According to a study conducted by the University of Minnesota in 2012, phytonutrients function as antioxidants, phytoestrogens, and anti-inflammatory agents. Make sure you eat different colored vegetables with each meal. Choose clean fats and support the intestine. In addition to minimizing carbohydrates, increasing the consumption of good fats for health is really the basis of any ketogenic diet plan. Organic flaxseed oil, evening primrose oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil are all excellent options. In addition, foods such as wild salmon, raw nuts, seeds, and avocados can be consumed. Extra virgin olive oil is also perfect. Healthy fats containing omega-3s, like those just described, can reduce inflammation in the intestine and promote the growth of good intestinal bacteria. If you were a big consumer of carbohydrates before you started, your intestines will probably be a little tired. They must then be helped with prebiotic or probiotic foods. Eat the right amount of food for you. Following the keto diet, hormones are rebalanced, those specific hormones that are designed to regulate the sense of hunger. But in the meantime, we must also make sure to change the emotional relationship we have with food. If you are used to eating too much or, on the contrary, not eating enough, try eating when you feel completely satisfied and full. If you're not sure, slow down while eating and wait a few minutes between bites. Include intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is often an integral part of any ketogenic diet plan. Generally, a person is required to abstain from eating solid foods for 14 to 18 hours, and this sets in motion a whole series of powerful healing mechanisms. One of these processes is cellular autophagy, which is the fact that old cells die and are replaced by new ones. However, if you experience dizziness or nausea, it is good to stop fasting and eat something immediately. Stay away from inflammatory foods. By eliminating the sugar and gluten found in foods that are high in carbohydrates, you will already reduce your inflammation levels. However, there may be other foods that raise the inflammation among them in the first place. However, there may be other foods that raise the inflammation level, including milk and dairy products. Stay well hydrated. Our body is made mostly of water. Liquids are responsible for some pretty important functions in the body, including digestion and blood circulation. Drinking an adequate amount of water can help maintain healthy muscle mass, intestinal health, and promote detoxification. Some studies show that a 1% drop in hydration levels is enough to negatively influence mood, attention, motor function, and even memory. Move. Long-term sitting or lying down has a negative impact on long-term health. On the other hand, a great deal of research shows a connection between moderate but constant exercise and a reduction in inflammation, as well as improved immune function. Eye to stress. The ketogenic diet works well as long as you keep stress at bay. With the presence of chronic stress, in fact, there is an overproduction of hormones, including cortisol, which keeps the body on alert and in a state of inflammation. What can you do every day to reduce stress? Meditation, breathing exercises, nature walks, or a few minutes of stretching are perfect. Pay attention to your body. Each individual is a world in itself and must be kept in mind. Every day you should ask yourself the following questions. How do I feel in general today? Do I feel mentally stable? Do I have more energy than when I started? Am I focused? It should also be noted that everyone's body will react differently, especially during the first phase of the keto diet. Paying attention to your body simply means tuning in on how you feel at a given moment, and also on what your body needs at that particular time. As you will have understood, it is not enough to eliminate carbohydrates to see good results, not even following the ketogenic diet. We advise you, as always, to rely on an expert nutritionist to better calibrate the diet to you and understand if it is appropriate to follow the ketogenic variant. This has been the Complete Ketogenic Diet Guide for Beginners. Lose weight with the ultimate perfect keto meal prep plan. Written by Weight Loss Master. Narrated by Rachel LeBlanc. Copyright 2019 by Weight Loss Master. Production copyright by Weight Loss Master.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.